Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
All right, here we go. Carver and Lisi with you.
Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here. Of course, Mike Carver and Joe Lisi. Before we start to get into the football, Joe, a couple of other things fast. Kentucky up 10 against Missouri. So it looks like they're going to handle their business there.
What was the spread in that game?
That was, I think, 5.5, Joe, but I'm not 100% sure. I'll get you the number in a moment. Wake down 5 at Florida State with 4 minutes to go.
I feel like they always play them tough, Wake.
Yeah.
It's always a tough place to play.
This Colorado State-Boise game that's coming up in a couple minutes is a good one, too, Joe. I know you like this Mountain West. Late night.
I'm going to slam this under.
I kind of like this Nebraska 7.5 against Purdue. I'll probably end up losing. But
I'm going light. I don't want to risk the,
Yeah.
I'm going light, Carver.
Okay,
I really
light,
like
Joe.
This under in the Chicago. In the Chicago.
The Creighton and DePaul game. Is that the one you
I
keep going back to?
I think that game is a
All
dead
right,
under.
So go
I remember
it.
Even when Joey Meyer was coaching, those rims are like they're like bricks.
Go after it.
Where is it?
Go after it. It's there.
I'm trying to go after it under the 142.
Under.
Smash
under.
It.
Under. Under.
Give me a late night play. What can we take it with?
UNLV? We welcome in all of our radio affiliates. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you aboard here. We have a lot to do. Plenty of NFL this hour. We got coaches getting chopped. We got to go through some of these games. It's the first time we've been together in a few days. That's for sure. So several things on the table. Mike Carver and, of course, the encyclopedia of college football. The one, the only. Go for the two, Joe Lisi. All right, Joe. How you doing?
Hi, Carver. What's going on? This is it, baby. NFL playoffs on the horizon.
They are on the horizon. Super wild card weekend.
Super wild card weekend. where's my coach now? You know, really, they're like Lisi, right? Monday night when I was doing the national championship. You're a Dolphin fan. You bet against them all the time because I have no confidence in them.
Mm-hmm.
They're completely gutless, like their head coach. But
yeah.
I tell you what. On that frozen tundra of Edge Stadium. Points aplenty. I already altered. Pat Mahomes, 300. Yeah. Travis Kelce, 80. I altered it up to 63.5. There is no way that game is going. And I know they played a dead under. That Dolphin defense is going to get ripped to shreds. And I laid the four with Kansas City. They are going to abuse them every which way but Sunday.
Miami Dolphins in cold weather games since 2017.
Yeah, come
and
on.
This is
get smashed.
That's under 40 degrees, and this is going to be about 40 degrees under that. they're 0-9 straight up. They're 2-7 against the spread. Single digit temperatures, obviously expected. I did see a note also, Joe, that this would be, I think the second or third, it'd be in the top five coldest games in NFL playoff history.
Over.
Right around there.
Over.
I mean, it's just going to be absolutely ridiculously
cold. Yeah, but they're not. I mean, you think Miami's going to change their MO? They got to throw it. And you think Pat Mahomes is just going to sit there and run the football? Fast and loose.
I could see, you know, that Pacheco is violent, Joe. I could see him in the cold just trying to hammer into people. And
you like that Ferdy Pacheco, huh?
They're going to make him basically.
The fight doctor? You think the fight doctor is going to take over?
Yeah, I do. I think it's his night. I know you think that. I mean, who are they? They haven't thrown a ball all year, Joe. They haven't done anything through the air. You think that this is going to be the spot?
I think this is the spot. Fast and loose.
Fast and loose, huh? Fast and loose.
I want 44 is a high total for a game like that. Books know something.
You know, you're right. I mean, with the weather that they have expected in Buffalo on Sunday, we saw that total move from the low 40s to like 37.
Right.
And you haven't seen clearly the same movement with this Dolphin right. Chief total.
Right. Now I got you on the over, don't I?
No, you don't have me on the over. I don't love the over. I think it's just the Chiefs. It's just the Chiefs.
I'm a hero. I put it up to 63.5. Come on, hero. Come on, hero. You feel strong? Yeah, I feel strong. Two tutties in the national championship game. Donovan Edwards. Yeah, I feel strong. Now, you're not going to break up my party.
Joe, instead of carrying the loaves of bread, brought a whole bread truck after that game.
Did you see me whipping at home, too? I was whipping at home.
I saw the clip. You whipping at home. I did, Joe.
I'm very animated when I watch football, Carver. Yeah, I get into it. I'm not one of those silent types. The only time I'm silent, right, is when I'm in a sports bar, which is a lot during the season. If I was watching the game by myself, I don't want anybody to know my business. But when we're, you know, when we're in Sports Grid communities, then I get animated.
Sports Grid communities.
Well, I'm just saying. Then I peacock. I said it.
All right. Well, we're going to dive into that, Joe, and a couple of these other games. I think I want to continue our conversation about Vrabel. And, you know, here's the other thing. Like, you know, you're the owner of that team. You make a decision like that. But you got to talk to the media and not just do something. She did some puff interview with the play-by-play guy that they put on the website. You got to talk to all the media.
Did she reach out to ask, like the Washington Commanders did? And did she gauge a pulse of the pros and cons about firing Mike Vrabel?
Probably not.
Who
probably
are they
not.
Get? Jeff Fisher? They're going to get Jeff Fisher back?
No, Joe. I don't think they're going to get Jeff Fisher back. I don't think that's where they're looking, to be quite honest with you.
Skip Holtz?
You love Skip.
Skip Holtz?
You love Skip. Yeah, new era Titan football. No more Vrabel, no more Henry, no more Tannehill.
Where do you think Henry goes?
That's going to be very interesting.
Cleveland.
A team that likes to run it, Joe.
Run it.
We're going to run it. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here.
I love
that. Yeah, a little rock star.
Rock star.
Stand up and shout.
I love the beginning. When he goes for the audition, Ziggy. I love it. I love it. When he just blows them away, when he gets a little nervous, right? And then the second one. Second time he just blows it right out of the water, right? Stand up. And then remember his first concert? He's coming walking down the steps. He trips, bangs his head. Bam!
Yep.
He's
on. Smashes it open.
Great.
Mike Vrabel went 54-45 during his 6 years in Tennessee. Three playoff trips, four winning seasons. And he had Ryan Tannehill, Marcus Mariota, Blaine Gabbert, Malik Willis, Josh Dobbs, and Will Levis start games for him.
Oh, we're not going to do this, Carver. We're going to do the quarterbacks now.
Well, look, Joe, I mean, I don't know what your deal is with this guy. I don't know when he lost you a big ticket. I'm still trying to figure that out, where it was that you started going after Mike Vrabel. His guy's always played hard. I think he's a real good coach. I think that these other teams should be lining up to go get him. I think that it's going to impact potentially the Kraft Belichick situation in New England. I think that there's a lot of layers to this. I mean, Joe, there's a lot worse coaches in the NFL than Mike Vrabel. You know that.
No, you're right. You're right about that. He's a good coach. I don't think he's an elite coach.
Well, elite coach. I mean, how many elite coaches are there in the NFL, Joe? How many coaches are you calling elite? Top of the order. Automatically put anyone who's won a Super Bowl in there. Are we doing that? Are they elite coaches?
McVay, the Walrus.
Tomlin.
Pete Carroll.
You put Doug Peterson there then. Not everybody who wins a Super Bowl is an elite coach then. I mean, Belichick's obviously in that mix.
Yeah, Belichick. Yeah, I might have to think about that for a second.
Yeah, I think that you need
to. When did they win the Super Bowl? That matters too.
Oh, that matters. Well, Peterson's won it more recently than Tomlin and Carroll have.
He did a bad job with that team.
Gutless the way that the Jaguars finished the season.
I still have a bad taste in my mouth with the ETN losses I had this year.
At least I got to say, how do you have that four downs inside the five at 28-20 and ETN doesn't touch the ball once? Not once.
I mean, and not only that.
Not once.
Fourth and goal, and that's what you draw up? Like, not even
awful.
An RPO to get the guy out in space?
Like, Lawrence was awful.
Laid up like tin cup. That's terrible. Terrible. All right, so here's the problem with Vrabel. Big tough guy, right? Hey, Gentry. All right, it sucks to lose, Gentry. Okay? Yeah, where was that mindset, Mike, when you were gutless against Jacksonville when you got boat raced 27-0? Where was that mindset, tough guy, when you ran Derrick Henry in multiple games for 10 carries and 40 yards? Where was that mindset, tough guy? All right, when you lost, he's regressed since he was the number one seed. He hasn't progressed, he's regressed. And you're blaming the GM all the time. Yeah, he's not coaching up the talent? You're telling me he had no say when they're in the war room and Big Mike Vrabel, I'm not Gentry, when he's sitting there, he didn't have any say about Malik Willis? He didn't have any say about Will Levis?
I don't think he did.
Ah, come on. Come on. Seriously?
Doesn't sound like he did. It does not sound like he did. I mean, he told Robinson 2 years ago, don't trade A.J. Brown. He did it anyway. Why would this new guy, who apparently they didn't get along, now this guy, the Carthon, the GM now, said to the, you know, said, no, that's not true. Not true at all. We had a great relationship. Yeah, sure you did.
All right, so let's look at the games.
That's what they always say.
All right, let's look at the games, okay? Week one. You lose to Dennis Allen and...
This was his worst team, Joe. 6 years on the job. This was his worst, the worst roster that he had in the 6 years that he was on the job. He's got the shell of Derrick Henry. This isn't the same Derrick Henry from 3 years ago, Joe. Come on. You know that. That's not fair.
Oh, come on, Corbin.
He doesn't have the same offensive line either. I mean, when Derrick Henry was destroying the league, you know, they had Lawan when he was a really good player. They had Conklin. They had a big offensive line. Nasty guys. They got stiffs now. Come on.
Don't start. Like, come on. Don't do that. I got to go through the resume. I want to see. You just like him because he won you money. That's all.
He's a good head coach.
He's a good head coach. He's not great.
There ain't a lot of good head coaches in the league. There ain't a lot, Joe. There ain't a lot. All right. We don't have to play the game. I mean, who do you like better, him or Mike McDaniel?
Him.
Who do you like better, him or Robert Saleh?
No, don't do this.
I'm going to do this. Who do you like better, him or Stefanski?
I like Stefanski.
You like Stefanski. Who do you like better, him or Zach Taylor?
I like Zach Taylor because he...
We like the charts and graphs guys now. Okay. Now we're all for blue collar football and we're into charts and graphs. This is great. Who do you like better? I mean, Sean Payton's won a Super Bowl. Did you put him in your elite category that you had before?
I don't think he's that good.
Mike McCarthy's won a Super Bowl. He better than Vrabel?
I think I could coach a team to a Super Bowl. How about that?
How about LaFleur? Better than LaFleur?
I think LaFleur is a very good head coach.
Better than Kevin O'Connell?
I think O'Connell's gutless.
Better than Eberflus?
Ugh, anybody's better than Eberflus.
Todd Bowles?
Absolutely.
Dennis Allen?
Gutless.
You know, I mean, look, Joe, it is what it is. I mean...
Carver, I'm looking at the last 2 years. He's 13-21. He finished second and fourth in the AFC South.
I know. And last year, he somehow still had a chance the last game of the year when he was playing Josh Dobbs at quarterback last year off the street.
Here we go. I might be wrong about Vrabel. He's getting phone calls right now from owners. I get that. I know. They love him. I understand that. I don't like him. All right? I don't like him. Am I allowed? I have an opinion.
You're wrong.
No, why? Because I have to go with the crowd? The crowd says he's great. No Super Bowl, number one seed, and he lost to Joey Silk and Cincinnati. Big tough guy. We run it. Yeah, you ran it. Gutless. I got to go through the wins now. I want to see who we lost to this year. We call this guy great. Great.
How about when he?
Oh,
how about
when he's an underdog, he covers. Well, when he's an underdog,
When he's an underdog, he covers. Whether you like that or not, it's true. Now, how about the year that he? What did he beat? He beat finished Brady off in Foxborough that year in the playoffs. Beat Baltimore that year too. He won playoff games. A lot of guys can't say that either. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here. All right, Joe.
Yeah.
So, Super NFL Wild Card Weekend coming up here.
Is Vrabel in it?
No Vrabel this year. No Vrabel. No Vrabel, Joe. I know one thing. He'll be in it probably within the next 2 years.
You really think so?
Wherever he goes. I don't even care which team it is.
You gonna bet them?
Yeah, I'll back him.
All right. Okay.
Good coach.
Okay.
Good coach.
I'm curious.
So, unless it's the Patriots. If he goes to the Patriots, I'm not backing anything. I'll never back the Patriots. All right. That's just principle. Gutless. Not gutless. It's principle. I don't root for him. I don't root for them. If he goes anywhere else, I will. And he will go somewhere else. He will be a coach in the league next year.
All right.
The owners will prove that, Joe, that how good he is. Good thing they're not consulting with you.
I would tell them, don't waste your time.
We've already discussed this a little bit on the TV show, but let's do this now. We've got some high totals on this NFC side this weekend, including a couple games in the 50s with Packers, Cowboys, and Rams, Lions.
Yeah, I think you and I only agree on a couple, right?
What, totals?
Yeah.
I think the Packer-Cowboy game, and I know that everybody's going to be on that, but I'm with you. I think that game's going to sail.
How could that game go? I mean, Jordan Love is averaging around 260 to 270 yards per game over since like November 12th. He's got like 21 touchdowns. Or what does he have? 20 touchdowns and 3 interceptions.
Love would have to have a really dud performance for that game not to go over. Because the Cowboys are going to score.
You think he's going to run it in that game?
No.
No?
You do what you've been doing. You throw the football. But I think the Cowboys are going to score at will. I don't think the Packer defense is that good. This is a real bully spot for Dallas, Joe. They got in their building defense they're going to be able to throw the ball on. They're going to score some points.
All right. So who are we taking, like, props-wise in that? Are we going to take, like, I mean, Aaron Jones has got to have a huge role in that offense, I think. Do we take him rushing? Probably not. We take him through the passing game?
Yeah, they don't got anything up for Green Bay yet.
Yes, they do.
Just Love.
Oh, they don't have any Green Bay guys.
No passing no receiving or rushing yet.
All right, let's talk about the tutties. Dontavian Wicks.
That's been my guy, man. That guy put us on to him.
210. I tell you who I'm going to go with in the Green Bay. This Bo Melton.
This Bo Melton.
I'm not kidding you.
I know.
These guys, Malik Heath plus 550. I could see it now. Love back to pass. Surveys. It's a touchdown. Malik Heath. One-handed grab over Bland. Can he get us two?
You see, you're so greedy. You really are. You're so greedy. You guys, plus 370 for one. You need to start praying for two?
Malik Heath is plus 550.
Oh, I thought you said Melton.
Both of them.
Which one do you want for two?
I think Heath.
God bless you, Joe. Go ahead. Have a blast.
No A.J. Dillon, huh?
Been banged up. And he was useless anyway, so what's the difference?
I knew you were going to say that.
I mean, absolute.
You want to talk about
useless player.
Guy. You want to talk about, seriously, trying to just like Billy Club this kid from the start of the season all the way to the end.
But Jonah, proof's in the pudding. I mean, he goes 2 yards and that's it. He runs up the middle every time.
It's 2 yards
and he falls down. Who cares?
I mean, he's knocking down buildings every time he walks through the city.
I mean, honestly, I mean, the year that this guy had, Joe, and this is with Jones missing a lot of time this year. Jones missed a lot of time. A.J. Dillon, I mean, 600 yards he had. That 613 yards, that's it. Look at this pathetic. He scored 2 touchdowns this year. That's it. Just a pathetic line here. I mean, 7 for 27, 7 for 12, 15 for 53, 14 for 29, 6 for 11, 20 for 76, 5 for 11, 11 for 33, 13 for 19. I mean, Joe, come on.
You know what? He's gutless. Kid's gutless.
You know, it just, it's like I said, it's 2 yards and we fall over.
Yeah.
You're infatuated with the guy.
I'm not infatuated with the guy. I think
you're
the guy's got some...
Let's use A.J. Dillon. A.J. Dillon. AJ, he's a hump.
Man, talk about... That's it. Carver doesn't like the guy. How much did he cost you throughout your career?
What about the Lion-Ram game? Who are we going after in that? Alt.
I think I want to go... Higbee.
You know, all the weapons involved in this game. There's so many weapons involved. You got Cup and Nacua, St. Brown, Gibbs,
right.
Kyron Williams, Higbee. I mean, another guy who's basically been zero part of the offense with the Rams this year.
Right. You got to use playmakers you haven't used before. You got a game plan.
I mean, Joe, this is just... I'll give you
another guy. How about Jameson Williams for Detroit?
Can the guy actually, like, catch a football when it's thrown to him?
I see, now there's another guy you're bashing.
Because he deserves to be bashed. So, you know, sometimes guys need to be bashed.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, can't talk about Carver's guys, Vrabel. Who else is another one of your guys? Who?
I don't know. Who's another one of my guys?
It's a great question. I'll think of them. You like the Ferraris all the time. You know, you say you're a blue collar guy.
Not true.
When you put the pen to paper, it's all the Ferraris and Bugattis.
I'm playing for a touchdown in this Lion-Ram game.
Who are you playing?
And this guy ain't a Ferrari whatsoever.
Who?
DeMarcus Robinson.
He was a big play for the Chiefs throughout his career.
Plus 320.
This guy always steps up. Yeah, but you want a touchdown scorer for me?
Sure,
under
Joe. A little early in the week flavor. Yeah, why not?
I'll give you a little flavor. How about this James Mitchell at plus 320?
How about this James Mitchell?
Vatek in the house. He's right under your guy Robinson. And I tell you, this Higbee's live. I would go with Higbee and Mitchell.
I want no part of Higbee. He's just not a part of what they're doing.
He's going to score a touchdown. I guarantee it. And don't be shocked, Carver. This
Royce Freeman could be
the Cadillac.
It.
Royce Freeman. They're going to give Kyron some burn.
No, we're not going to get involved there.
What? Why? Why? What about Tutu Atwell?
It's a Kyron game. It's a Kyron game.
You know what? You know you're strict. We let you into Golden Corral, and you go straight for the
two tutties for Kyron in this game. Two tutties. Unfortunately, the price isn't very good. Two tutties.
See, that's what I'm saying. You go straight to the, you know, no flair, no zeal.
I just gave you DeMarcus Robinson.
Nah, Tutu Atwell is my guy. Plus,
yeah, he's down the depth chart now.
Down? No, he's not. He's a speedster. You got to utilize him in space. You know who knows that? McVay. Great minds think alike. McVay knows it.
Send him a note, Joe.
It.
Shoot him an email in the morning. Shoot him an email.
Maybe I will.
Let McVay know.
I'll call it to fruition. Hey, guy, 2-2.
Are the Eagles going to have any healthy wide receivers for this game on Monday night?
I don't know. Are they going to run Swift 1,000 times in this game?
They don't even have anybody up for the Eagles. Nor it's going to be days before
they put Penny?
Eagle
problem. Do we scrape Rashad Penny?
You and Rashad Penny, please stop.
Why?
I mean, Boston Scott got more burn than him.
Let me see if Rashad Penny's available for this game. If he is, I'm going to alt him to 100.
He's not available.
What do you mean he is available? He had 6 carries for 16 yards.
He's not going to be up on the board. They're not going to have any numbers for him. He's got like 25 carries this year, Joe. So we got a few days before they put anything Eagles at. Some of the specials are pretty good.
Look at this. Came out in the Philly Inquirer. Eagles Rashad Penny staying positive despite limited role. You know who was in that same type of situation, Carver? Donovan. Donovan Edwards was. And he came through with two tutties. Donovan said it.
Hey, you're going to be hanging your hat on this for a long time, huh? Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, 159. All right, Joe. I wanted to bring these up to you because I saw these earlier today. And this is the kind of fun stuff we can do early in the week here, getting ready for these games. They have up under the playoff specials.
Right.
On FanDuel. Have you seen these yet? Most playoff passing yards, most playoff rushing yards, most playoff receiving yards. Now, obviously, we know the trick here, Joe. You want to try to have guys that are going to get to the Super Bowl, play in three or four games, and have enough yardage to be able to win these markets, clearly. So, interesting favorites, obviously, with Dak being the favorite for the passing at plus 250 and Lamb being the favorite for the receiving at plus 200.
Yeah, I don't like those.
Especially, I mean, I guess, am I thinking? Because obviously the Niners are favored. If they played the Niners, you know, I guess the thinking is that if they lost the Niners, they would be playing three games. And if the Niners went to the Super Bowl, they'd be playing three games. And they think that Dak and Lamb would put up enough stats in those two home games to maybe be able to get it. I think the first thing you got to do, Joe, is if you think there's a team that's playing this weekend that's going to get to the Super Bowl, that's who you want to target because that's four games worth of yardage. So if you don't think Baltimore or San Fran are going to get there.
Well, are we talking rushing? What are we talking about?
That's the case, really, Joe, for all three of these. I mean.
Well, here's what I like. For the rushing, I like Pacheco and Lamar Jackson.
I think Lamar is very sneaky because if they go, he's probably going to there's going to be a lot of his action in there. I think it's sneaky.
Now, I will say Josh Allen at 30-1.
I was going to say it to you because if they do go and they play all four games and he gets, you know, between 40 and 60 or more in any, you know, averages that in the four games. I mean, this isn't a world now where some team's going to have a guy running for 100 every night. Now, McCaffrey.
And I got to tell you another guy, Jalen Hurts at 60-1. He'll take that team on his shoulders if he has to. He hates to lose. And if he got no wide receivers, he doesn't care. I could see Jalen at 60-1. Am I on? we lost Carver there for a second. We got some bad weather here in the Northeast, so we'll talk about it. We were talking about potentially rushing totals for the playoffs, and Carver liked Josh Allen because of his ability to play potentially four games. He's back.
Yes.
He there?
Yes.
Oh,
hi, Joe. Sorry.
That's all right. So the Josh Allen at 30-1.
I think that's worth a poke.
Right. But what about Jalen Hurts then at 60-1?
Well, you see, you think that the Eagles can get to the Super Bowl. I do
well,
not. Well,
so. You see, but that's a safe bet because I don't really want to bet the Eagles in their first round game against Tampa. So I'd rather bet Hurts at 60-1. Knowing that if they get through that, then it's a live bet.
Is it, though?
Well, I just think now that you just said the wide receivers are banged up, and we know that Jalen Hurts going back to his days at Alabama.
He's been banged up all year, too.
Yeah, but you really think in this environment he's not going to lay it all on the line?
I'll be straight out with you. I'm not concerned about Jalen Hurts putting up the numbers. I'm concerned about the Eagles playing enough games for him to get that. I think that they might beat Tampa. I don't think that they're beating whoever they play the week after, whether it's Dallas or San Francisco or whoever. I don't think they're winning those games.
Okay.
So that's why personally I've got to take someone who I think can be in the Super Bowl.
All right, so.
So I'm looking at Niners. I'm looking at, you know, Bills. I'm looking at Ravens. I'm looking at, you know, I'm probably looking at some Cowboy guys. Although I don't think the Cowboys can go to San Francisco and win.
No?
I'm definitely playing the Allen 30 as a small.
You don't like Pacheco? What about Pacheco?
I mean, look, if the Chiefs are getting there, it's going to be a lot of him. So if you believe in the Chiefs, I would absolutely play it.
Okay.
Because that's their offense this year. Now here's the bad side for him is that he's basically made of glass lately. Even he's missed a lot of time.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you the one I love for receiving yards. It jumped off the screen to me.
Okay.
Is Debo at 16-1.
Jumped off the screen.
Because he's a guy that he can have one monster game, Joe. And if they get to the Super Bowl and he plays three games, he's going to be in the mix for that.
You're talking receiving, though, right?
Receiving yards for Debo, yeah.
I can't believe
I think Zay Flowers is kind of sneaky at 20-1 too.
Choice. How could IU be the second best choice?
I guess it feels like Purdy throws to him more than Debo.
All right, you ready who I'm going to go with?
Yeah.
Two guys. You ready?
Yeah.
Kittle.
Okay. 25-1.
Kelsey.
21-1.
And out of the wide receivers, there's one guy I want to back.
Yeah.
I think I want to take a shot on Brandon Cooks.
Brandon Cooks is at 60-1. I mean, obviously the thing you would think about there is he's going to outperform Lamb, his own teammate. But it's worth, I mean, listen, you want to try to take deep shots with these, Joe.
How about Cup, 50-1?
Can the Rams win multiple games on the road?
Yes.
If you think that, then play it.
And they have the quarterback. And how about Njoku at 60-1? I mean, all these deep shots. Njoku, the way he got targeted against the Jets, you're telling me he can't have a game like that or two?
Everybody's
going to be looked. What?
Maybe.
All right.
Some fun markets. I mean, I wouldn't play the chalk in any of these.
Mm-hmm.
But like you say, if you find something between 10 and 20 or 30, and I think Zay Flowers is a sneaky one also.
Yeah, I don't know. Zay Flowers sometimes gets caught into the wickets there. Like, I just feel like he's got multiple games of 51 yards.
Allen 5-1 for the passing.
I like that.
I like it more than Dak and Purdy.
If they beat the Steelers, they have to go where, KC?
They don't have to go anywhere. If they beat the Steelers, they're in Buffalo again the next week.
To face off against who?
If the Chiefs win, it would be the Chiefs.
Oh, God.
Finally have them go to Buffalo for once. I think they've played them like six times in a row in Kansas City.
Strangle. Come to our house. You think you want to play bully ball? Come to our house.
Here's another one they got for you. Tight end specials. You like this?
Yeah, Dad.
Any tight end to record 150-plus receiving yards during this weekend, plus 470. You got Njoku in there, remember. You just said Njoku's had huge games.
And we got Kelsey and we got Kittle. No Kittle.
No Kittle.
What about Jake Ferguson? He can't do that.
Njoku and Goddard Schultz to combine for 200 receiving yards and two touchdowns, 12-1.
What was it, Schultz and who?
Njoku from the first game. 202. That's probably a little too much for me. Any tight end to record 200 plus receiving yards, 27-1. Any four. You know what, Joe? This one isn't bad. Hold on here. Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You would need four of these five guys to score. Kelsey, Njoku, Schultz, Kincaid, and Tucker Kraft. You need any four of those five to score a touchdown at 38-1. I'd probably have to rate that out, you know, and see how that is if you build that yourself. But they're slipping you the fifth guy there.
So it's Njoku?
Well, they have a few of them. Kelsey, Njoku, Schultz, Kincaid, and Kraft is one.
So for how much?
38-1.
38-1, but what do they have to do? How many shotties?
Four out of the five of them have to have one touchdown.
So you could have...
It's not a combine between all of them. Four individual guys have to have 38 one.
38-1.
Exactly.
I think Schultz can get one.
I think Njoku can get one. I think Kincaid can get one. It's 38-1 for a reason.
It's a mishmash. Do we throw a hundred on it and just hope?
No, I'll throw a hundy. You could go throw a hundy on it. The way I'm going right now, I'll throw 10 on it. All right. I mean, God.
You could have the walking stick out when the Bills come. You could have the walking stick out. You're coming into my house, Pat. You're on a collision course. We've been waiting 2 years for this game.
I don't want to talk about that yet. I'm not ready to talk about that.
I got the slapjack ready. I got the slapjack ready.
I got to get through this weekend. I'm not talking about anything beyond this weekend.
Steelers. I said it. No shot.
Not talking about it.
No shot.
No shot I talk about.
Not going into Orchard Park and going to light up your secondary. No shot. He's not playing Iowa State. He's playing the Buffalo Bills. Circle the wagons.
Oh, this one's right up your alley. Jaden Reed to score a rushing touchdown, 25-1.
Really? I like that. That's so juicy.
That's right up your alley. That's your kind of prop.
They like to get him out in space on fly sweeps.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Joe, there's a lot of NBA on Wednesday night. A lot of NBA. Honestly, there's the Kings back-to-back. They're in Charlotte. San Antonio's in Detroit. Washington's in Indiana. Timberwolves, after smashing Orlando, are in Boston on Wednesday night. OKC's in Miami. Philly is in Atlanta. Houston visits the Bulls. Bulls minus 3.5. Pelicans, Warriors, Nuggets, Jazz, Raptors back-to-back in L.A. They'll play the Clippers on Wednesday night. So a lot of NBA, a lot of good college too, Joe.
Oh, really?
A lot of good college for you. Let me give you some of the highlights here for the college. You have Kansas at UCF, Tennessee at Mississippi State, UNC, North Carolina's at NC State, UConn and Xavier, Wisconsin, Ohio State, Butler, Marquette, There was a couple other decent ones, too, of unranked teams that's going on that night as well. So, St. John's Providence, Joe, on Wednesday night.
We got to go with the Friars.
Games at Carneseca.
I like their bigs.
St. John's minus 5.5, Joe.
Oh, let's take them. Oh, it's way too much. Way too much.
That does seem like way too much. You can play it. I can't. I can't play it in New York. Can't play St. John's. So I'm out, Joe. So you might as well roll to the window with that, considering how Donovan Edwards went this week. You might as well go take care of business there with the Friars. All right, Joe, great job as always. I'll see you tomorrow. Great job by Matias Burbell. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Catch some tickets. We'll see you tomorrow on the grid.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at coda.com.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.